All heaven is joining in a major force to try to avoid in your generation the terrible floods, the great heat, and the plague. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, quote, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. At that time the heavens will pass away with great violence, and the elements will be dissolved by the heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Seeing therefore that all these things are to be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in holy and pious behavior? You who await and hasten towards the coming day of God, by which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements will melt away by the reason of the heat of the fire. But we look for new heavens and a new earth, according to his promises, wherein dwells justice." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on May 21st, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"And over on Our Lady's left, right side, our left side, I see a very dark cross forming. It's very somber looking. In fact, it's quite frightening, and I feel that I'm going to get goose pimples up and down my back. It's really frightening. There's something death-like about this black cross. Now it's beginning to fade away, just like it was dust. It's fading away, the cross, and Our Lady is now motioning. She's placing her first finger to her lips like this. And Our Lady now is kissing the golden crucifix. And she's placing the rosary into her left hand like this and directing me to listen, because she is pointing now her first finger to her lips. Oh, my child and my children, how sad and filled with grief is all heaven because of what is fast coming upon mankind. In the will of the Eternal Father, he has allowed man free rein on their destiny. It is only in this manner, my children and my child, that the world can be cleansed and your redemption finished. There are many enemies of God, and those who have infiltrated into the papacy with one purpose, to set forth a plan to eliminate our dear vicar, Pope John Paul II. As I told you before, my children, in my discourse with you, you must pray for your Holy Father, or he will be removed from among you. And then there would be more chaos in Rome. Yes, my child, I know of your news broadcast. I know also that this is a warning that must be noticed by your vicar. We will go back, my child, in history, a short history, and remember well what had happened in Rome to Pope John, whose reign lasted 33 days. Oh, my child, it is history now, but it is placed in the book that lists the disasters to mankind. He received the horror and martyrdom by drinking from a glass. It was a champagne glass given to him by a now deceased member of the clergy and the Secretariat of State. My child and my children, these messages must be strong because they are in truth, and one cannot turn his or her back upon the truth, or they will be led into more gross errors. Man has become a depraved creature, living not by his knowledge of his Creator, his God, but living through the pleasures of the flesh, neither caring nor wanting to know and understand what is happening at this time to all mankind. My child and my children, I beg you as your mother and as a beacon of light to all to pray and make atonement to the Eternal Father, or you will be chastised much more heavily, my child and children. As I said before in countless visits to your earth, that there is a plan in heaven for each and every life. However, man has a free will and can turn back away from the truth, becoming blinded to the truth. For man has made life most complicated. All heaven is joining in a major force to try to avoid in your generation the terrible floods, the great heat, and the plague. Yes, my child and my children, the crops will rot, babies shall cry, as there will be no food to feed the hungry mouths. Disaster is coming upon mankind far greater than what has been experienced in this past year. As you will recognize, the scientists and men of knowledge all comment on this past year being a frightful one. The elements seem to get loosened and come down in fury upon mankind. Remember, my children and my child, I have always told you that Satan can control the elements. Man, if he falls of his own accord because he could not give up his riches, his life a pleasure, and seek for a far simpler way to heaven that can be found in a spiritual childhood and a spiritual adulthood. Man, in his seeking for knowledge, is ever seeking, but never coming to the truth.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered an extraordinary video titled Pope John Paul II, Statesman of Faith. This video was made by Arts and Entertainment Biography and is one of the best videos I've ever seen on the Pope. Everyone we've shown it to just loves it and wants to order it. It will make you proud to be a Roman Catholic. Pope John Paul is the spiritual leader of almost 1 billion people worldwide and beloved ambassador of peace to untold millions more. Pope John Paul II is one of the most popular and powerful pontiffs in history. Leader of 2,000-year-old Roman Catholic Church, John Paul II became the first non-Italian pope in almost 500 years. Here is the story of his remarkable life, his pre-war childhood in Poland, his rise as cardinal under communism, his elevation to the papacy, where he survives assassination attempts to play a pivotal role in the fall of the Soviet Empire. Join A&E's biography for a remarkable portrait of this charismatic and caring and compassionate spiritual giant, His Holiness Pope John Paul II. This extraordinary video costs $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The name of the video is Pope John Paul II, Statesman of Faith. It's available for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 104, for a grand total of 43,260. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Having spent too much time before the Blessed Sacrament, St. Aloysius, too, was forbidden to remain as long as he desired. He used to pass by the Most Blessed Sacrament, finding himself powerfully drawn, so to speak, by the sweet attractions of his Lord, and almost forced to remain there. He would, with greatest efforts, tear himself away, saying with an excess of tender love, "Depart from me, O Lord, depart from me." A Spanish poor Claire loved to make visits to the Blessed Sacrament. Asked by the other nuns what she did during these long silent hours, she answered, "I could kneel there forever. And why not? God is there. You wonder what I do in the presence of my God. I marvel, I love, I thank, I beg. What does a tramp do when he meets a millionaire? A sick man when he sees a doctor? A starving man when he sees food? What does a dry-throated hiker do at a drinking fountain?" These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the End Time Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, and in the prophecies is revealed the third secret of Fatima. Be sure to visit and have your family and friends and relatives also and your clergy visit www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside End Times Prophecies given on May 21st, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
My child, letters have been sent to your vicar, and our child, though he be a pope, he is our child also. And he must listen and act upon the message given to him, or he will die. Many warnings are being given to mankind, and these will increase in nature. Horrible, life-taking forces of nature shall be allowed to come upon you. All this is to take place while the enemy of God and your nation is surrounding you with submarines and planning a missile attack. Yes, my child, now you can understand why it was most important that you come to this vigil of prayer this evening. We allot you the time to complete this week's work, my child, because after this week, there will be much need for more prayer, more sacrifices, and more penance to make atonement to your God, the Eternal Father in Heaven, for the blasphemies and the atheistic meanderings of our children. My child, my son, will be here shortly, and he must speak to you. It is very urgent that you keep your attention here. You will take now, my child, 3 photographs. Much shall be given in them. You are free to distribute this knowledge. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky, much more than the 15 feet when Our Lady came, I can see Jesus coming through this opening in the sky. It's beautiful. We're having rain here this evening, but it stopped raining now, and the sky is opening up, just all like every bit of darkness being blown aside. And in a circular formation, there's a tremendous, beautiful blue sky with stars above us. And Jesus is coming forward. He's floating. He also floats like Our Lady does, because there's no need for him to walk. He absolutely has control of the elements up there and just coming down. And nothing is impossible to God, so we can expect Our Lady and Jesus to do many things that are astounding to mankind.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on May 21st, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony here is from Florida, to Our Lady's workers. In March, my doctor took a biopsy of a lump in my throat. It was diagnosed as cancer. I was advised to have treatments by cutting a piece of my throat and inserting a voice box and having chemotherapy. I decided against this as I was afraid of the side effects. In June, a friend of mine came and I told her my problem. She called her son, who sent me a rose petal blessed by Jesus and Mary from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. She gave it to me. I took the rose petal and I prayed to Our Lady, and she put a petition at the shrine. I cannot feel Now I cannot feel the lump anymore in my throat. And I am now gaining back the weight I lost. I want to thank Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus for this wonderful miracle. And that is fine. Now I have another party here from Michigan. To our ladies workers, I was food poisoned since I had three sons who all had a virus. At the time, I thought I just had a virus also. Then 3 weeks passed, and I ended up in the hospital. Within that 3 weeks, I lost about I lost a lot of weight. I went down to 89 pounds. The food poisoning turned into dysentery, and certain brain cells died, causing me to lose my memory. The only clear thing that I can remember, as if it happened yesterday, was a teenage boy named David. David was dying of brain cancer. We both had something in common. We were both dying. We both had insomnia, so we started going down the long the lounge at night. One night, as we were walking down the hall, he asked me if he could carry my prayer book. He noted my rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine and asked all kinds of questions about the shrine and Our Lady. I told him. He held up my rose petal and asked if I really believed in all these things. He was so bitter and said he just couldn't understand how I could ever believe in God. He wanted to know why God would let us have so much pain. David's parents were divorced, and both had different religions. David really didn't have any faith. He was lonely because many of his friends stopped visiting him because they couldn't handle watching him die. After a long talk, the nurses came to bring us back to our room. David was supposed to have surgery early in the morning on a large tumor. With surgery, he might have 3 more months to live. He told me that his biggest fear was dying of AIDS, not of cancer. He needed a good transfusion for surgery. When he asked if he could use his own blood, he was told that would take 2 weeks and he needed immediate surgery. Well, before he went back to our room, David asked me if he could have my rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. David's room was across the hall from mine. My husband was visiting me in the morning when they were preparing David for surgery. Suddenly, we heard David yelling at me. He was holding up his rose petal, and I couldn't understand what he was saying. So my husband took me over to his room. He had the nurses tape the rose petal to his wrist and said, "Look, my lady is going to go with me." When he went down for surgery, his parents said they haven't seen David this happy in over 6 months. He really believed in his rose petal. Well, a short time later, David was back in his room. Everyone was so excited, yet couldn't understand what happened. The doctors couldn't. The doctors couldn't find the tumor. It was gone. No more tumor. David was going home and would need another surgery in 2 weeks. Before he left the hospital, he said, "My lady gave me 2 weeks to get my own blood." We gave him some messages to take home with him. I never saw David again. You see, our Blessed Mother cured him in more ways than one. Now, my miracle, the doctor said I wouldn't live to see my next birthday. Well, now I am fine, and I have another son. I have now four sons. Each day is a struggle. I know that Jesus and Mary, all with me, are always with me. All of heaven is watching over me. All things happen in God's time, not our time. And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue to spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may call us at our telephone number and use your MasterCard or Visa or American Express, 616-698-6448. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.